kisses, may brain for them flow. My spouse, my sister, I come into my garden to feast upon white milk and honey. My spouse, my sister, I come into my garden to feast upon white milk and honey. Send me, Lord Jesus, a seal on thine heart, jealousy's cruel as Sheol, and love strong as death. Jealousy's cruel as Sheol, and love strong as death. Much water cannot quench love, nor do floods drown it. All men could give, for love is content. Much water cannot quench love, nor do floods drown it. All men could give, for love is content.
Yes. Amen.
To floods drown it.
Amen.
All men could give for love.
Oh, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Lord, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Well, thank you for the testimony of this table.
Amen.
Your love for us is as strong as death.
Amen.
Thank you. Your love for us led you to the cross.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you for loving us to the
Amen.
Uttermost.
Yes.
Oh, we're responding to your love.
Amen.
We're remembering you in love.
Amen.
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 Lord, set us all as a seal on your heart.
Amen.
Your jealousy is cruel as Sheol.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, your love will not let us go.
Amen.
Thank you for the table of love.
Amen.
Spread the feast for us.
Amen.
We are here to remember you.
Amen.
Oh, love that will not let me go.
Amen.
Not let me go.
Amen.
Oh, love, don't let us go.
Amen.
That's right.
For me, we run after you.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, thank you. We're lifted up.
Amen.
Draw us to you.
Amen.
Draw all men to yourself.
Amen.
Oh, the love of Christ constrains us.
Amen. That's why,
Lord. Your love is much better than wine.
Much better.
Much better.
The spices tonight.
Amen.
It's the fragrance of Christ.
Yeah. Amen.
Raise you at your table.
Amen. Raise you, Lord.
Raise you, Lord.
Praise you.
Amen.
Tonight we testify.
Amen.
Your love is better than wine.
Amen.
We are here because we have been drawn by you.
Amen.
Because we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We praise you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, may we run after you.
Amen.
Draw us to you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we chase you.
Amen.
Lord, we admire your beauty.
Amen. Lord, thank you. You brought us into the banqueting house.
Amen.
And your banner over us is love.
Amen.
The banner over us is love.
Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He brought me into his banqueting house. And his banner over me is love, is love.
flute is sweet unto my taste. His flute is sweet unto my taste. I'm feasting here in his banqueting house, and his flute is sweet unto my taste. How sweet!
Come on, sisters, and one.
Sweet unto my taste.
Banner over us is love.
Amen.
We thank you. You brought us into the banqueting house.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for your table.
Amen.
Oh, you brought us in.
Amen.
The banqueting house.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Lord.
The
Amen.
Amen.
There's
a banner here.
Amen.
Thank you for this banner of love.
Amen.
Oh, it's an eternal banner.
Amen.
From eternity to eternity.
Amen.
Oh,
Amen.
You loved us.
Amen.
Oh, you do not let us go.
That's why.
You're working out your economy.
That's why.
Oh, nothing would deter you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for such a
thank
banner.
Thank you. Amen.
Oh, full in a house full of feasting.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Banqueting house.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, Lord, thank you. We're not here doing.
Amen.
We're here receiving.
Amen.
Banqueting house.
Amen.
Amen.
That's my Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, thank you. We're in the age of grace.
Amen.
Oh, in the banqueting house.
Amen.
Yes.
That's my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, not, oh, not in the time of the law.
Amen.
Just enjoyers.
Amen.
Tasting.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're the enjoyers.
Amen.
Oh, we're just partaking.
Amen.
All things are ready.
Amen.
We are feasting.
That's right.
We're beginning a new week by feasting.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right. No more doing.
Amen.
Only feasting.
Amen.
Christ,
Amen.
Prepared by God,
Amen.
To be man's feast.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Partakers.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Partakers.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. Thank you. We're partakers of the divine nature.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Tonight.
Amen.
Be here tonight as partakers.
Yes.
This table testifies you've done it all.
Yes, Lord.
Your portion.
Amen, Lord.
We're here to feast on you.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For this feast.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God for full salvation.
Amen.
Praise God for whosoever will.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you. We heard the invitation.
Amen.
Yeah.
have reserved.
Amen.
And the master's side.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'll hear the invitation.
Yes.
Come, whoever will.
Is reserved.
Amen.
You at the master's side.
Amen.
Amen.
And delay.
Amen.
And delay not.
Amen.
All things are ready.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Delay not while the day is done.
Amen.
Tomorrow may never be.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Lord, we delay not.
Yes. Amen.
Lord, we leave every care and worldly strife.
Amen.
Regenerated for us.
Amen.
Lord, thank you that you nullified death.
Amen.
Resurrected on the eighth day.
Amen.
Lord, tomorrow may never be.
Amen.
Lord, we have you today.
Amen.
That's why you are the today Christ.
Amen.
You are the ready Christ.
Amen.
Process for an enjoyment.
Amen.
Well, we're seizing the opportunity today.
Amen.
For today, if you hear us,
Lord,
thanks for receiving
what
you've accomplished for us.
Yes.
All that you are to us.
Amen.
Today, if you hear his voice,
amen.
And heard his voice.
That's right.
Amen.
Special opportunity,
yes.
Lord, that we can take the lead to feast on you
that's
now.
Right.
Oh, Lord, in this special age.
Amen.
Oh, we don't see you.
Amen.
But we love you.
Amen.
Oh, we believed into you.
Amen.
Oh, and we're here enjoying you.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
Yes. That's right. You're the Christ now.
Amen.
The Christ today.
Amen.
Christ on the throne.
Amen.
And you're in our spirit.
Amen.
You're the Christ on the throne.
Amen.
Christ indwell us.
Amen.
Oh, we can touch you.
Amen.
We can experience you.
Amen.
You are so available.
Amen.
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 Jesus.
Amen.
We have the breathable Jesus.
Amen.
We'd like to breathe you in right now.
Amen.
Eat and drink of you is the true food.
Amen.
True drink.
Amen.
Take our portion with thanksgiving.
Amen.
That's why, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we're not waiting until your second coming.
That's right.
We're here bridging the gap.
Amen.
We're enjoying you now.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Right,
do this until I come.
Amen. Do this until I come.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why you are.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus. We can hardly wait to eat and drink with you in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
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 Lord,
receive the holy pneuma.
Thank you, the life-giving spirit.
Amen.
For your death on the cross.
Amen.
Lord, you resurrected.
Amen.
Breathed out.
Amen.
Spirit.
Amen.
Just spend his life.
Amen.
Receive your life.
Amen.
Right, Lord.
Amen.
Right.
Receive your life.
Amen.
Amen. In our being.
Amen.
Rivers of living water.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right. Thank you for becoming so available.
Amen.
He just breathed you in.
Into them.
Yes.
He breathed into them.
Amen.
And said, receive.
Amen. That's why we see.
Thank you for another week to breathe you in.
Amen.
Breathing, breathing, breathing.
Amen.
With each breath, new life receiving.
Amen.
What a transformation from the old to the new.
Amen.
Breathing out the old life from us.
Breathing in new life and oneness.
Amen. We are breathing in of Jesus.
Amen.
We are breathing in of life.
Amen.
That's right. I'll give you another week of a breathing.
Yes.
Yeah. Inhaling and exhaling.
Amen.
Oh, breath by breath.
That's right. That's my breath.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, now the triune God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the triune God has come to dwell within as the wonderful Spirit in us. We are mingled with the Lord, we're one with Him as the life-giving Spirit. Wonderful Spirit in us. Is the Spirit of the Son who cries to Him as the life-giving Spirit. Christ the Lord is living now in us as the wonderful Spirit within. He has been transfigured. We enjoy joy in us as the life-giving Spirit within. Oh, He's a wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son. The Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. Now the Spirit of reality is here. Has a wonderful Spirit within. Now the things of Christ are also really clear by the life-giving Spirit within. Oh, He's a wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son. The Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. Wonderful Spirit in us. When we call Lord Jesus, how our spirit is free with His life-giving Spirit in us. Oh, He's a wonderful Spirit in us. He's a wonderful Spirit in us. God is in the Son. The Son's the Spirit now. He's a wonderful Spirit.
I've always seen the chorus in Spanish.
Amen.
Those who can't handle Spanish, stand up.
Amen.
Los que hablan español de pie.
Amen.
Amen. El coro nada más.
Sí.
Oh, el espíritu vive en mí. Admirable espíritu en mí. Dios está en el hijo, ahora el hijo es el espíritu.
The Spirit of His Son.
Amen.
Into our hearts.
Amen. The saints in the light.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. You blessed us.
Amen.
With every spiritual blessing.
Amen.
In the heavenlies in Christ.
Amen.
In Christ.
Amen.
In Christ.
Yes.
Oh, we are fully blessed in your Son.
Amen. Oh, Father. Amen.
Father, you placed us in the one in whom you found your delight.
Amen.
Oh, He's your beloved and our beloved.
That's right.
Amen. Yes.
Oh, all my delight is in Him.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
All my delight.
All my delight. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen. Amen.
And you have graced us in the beloved.
Amen. Worship the Father with 1081.
Amen.
Father God, Thou art the source of life.
Amen.
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 Father God, thou art the source of life. We, thy sons, are thine expression. In thy name, our dear possession. Father God, thou art the source of life. In thy life, in thy life, we have oneness in thy life. In thy life, in thy life, in thy life, O Father, we are one. How we thank thee that thy holy word with thy nature saturates.
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord for this table.
Amen.
Thank you.
Oh, what a blessing to be here.
Amen.
Until he comes.
Amen.
We do this until he comes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, we've been fellowshipping when we have this corporate time together on the vinyl groups.
Yes.
And we wanted to have a reading actually together to get into that a little bit.
Yeah.
But how about we take, let's say, the first 15 or 20 minutes for some overflow. We had the college conference recently,
so we may have
some students. I know it was about a week or so ago, but you know, you may have something that you would like to share, and there's been so...
Right.
There's just so much riches. We're just in Joseph's storehouse.
Yeah. Amen.
The inhaling, the exhaling, the Galatians life studies, and so many other things
that you get into.
So let's take this opportunity, just try to share briefly, you know, a minute or two, a number of saints, and we'll just spend the next 15 or 20 minutes, and then we'll get into the reading together.
Amen.
I just want to express, I'm just so thankful for, I don't know, this time.
Amen.
His children, we possess his life, and for his holy word.
Amen.
You know, I just thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Father. You know, this matter of the word, you know, that in 2 Corinthians 3, that last verse about being a man of God, fully equipped. How can we be men of God, complete, fully equipped? It's the verse right before it. Through the God-breathed scriptures. And we're being helped to inhale and exhale. To receive the life. And to take in his word and his spirit and atmosphere of prayer. And I was just reappreciating, you know, in the last book of the Bible, at the end of the Bible, there's the matter of prayer reading and calling. It's just wonderful. And, you know, the Lord said, I come quickly. And what was John's response? He took that word and he just prayed it back. Come. Lord Jesus. Even the calling, right? Pray, reading, and calling. So it's just so good we have a way. We have a way to take him in. We're not without... This isn't the Bible, but we have his word. We can take his word.
And
be supplied. There's a supply. Oh, he didn't leave us without a supply. And we have one another. We have everything we need. We have the blood, the word, the spirit, and the church.
Brother Sam, we had the word. But don't let nothing separate us from his word.
Amen.
I'm not a marble person who cannot be offended. I've often been offended by others in the church, like for my family. How I have been able to get through all the offenses, I get through by receiving the word as the spirit. Receiving the spirit then becomes the sword to slay the enemy. And then he says, apparently the sword of the spirit kills my emotion. Actually, it kills the evil spirit in the air who takes advantage of my emotion. Whereas my emotion is killed directly, the evil spirit is killed indirectly. In this way, I've been able to get through the offense. So it just reminds me, I'm a person who doesn't... I was hanging out with some friends this weekend. They thought, he seems to not get offended so easily, not very easily. He seems the perfect fit for this. That's what they were thinking about me, and I thought, okay, that reminds me of that marble person. And yes, we just have to take the word as the spirit.
Amen!
That's right.
One thing that I enjoyed from knowing that was from the first message, which was discussing how Christ is the only one who can quench our thirst. But what I want to speak more about is what I enjoyed from this morning's meeting about the Word of God as His breath.
Amen.
I've never really looked at the Word that way. I've looked to the Word for instruction, trying to know God more, trying to be a better person. But hearing the word being the breath of God, and knowing that as humans, breath is essential for our living. It just kind of transformed the way that I thought about the Word.
Amen.
Now I see it more as our sustenance, not just something that we should, I guess, try and tick off every morning, like when it comes to just trying to touch the Lord, but it's something that we need to go on.
Amen. I similarly kind of touched by that point that we need to come to the Lord.
Amen.
I was kind of also enjoying this part in message one about life's thirst quenching.
Yeah.
And it works, and you know, the Lord, saints, is so timely. He's so sovereign. Because, you know, in the past we were talking about how we have to eat him. And then in this conference we were talking about how we have to drink him. And then this past week we were talking about how we have to breathe him in. But saints, how can we do these three things? We have to come to him.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if I want to drink this, like this drink that I have, but it's all the way over there, I'm not getting anything from it.
Right.
If I want to eat the food, but it's not right in front of me, I can't eat any of it. I don't even need to get into breathing. If it's over there, I'm not getting any of it. So brothers and sisters, we need to come to the Lord.
Amen.
We need to call his name.
Amen.
Be open to him.
Amen.
And one last thing, the brother, he kind of hit this point. Just this one line. It's, don't wait for your situation to force you to drink of him.
Amen.
Just drink.
Amen.
Saints, just drink.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was just thinking the same thing.
Amen.
Not wait for the situation to get any better.
Yeah.
You know, at the beginning of the school year. Oh my goodness. At the beginning of the year, I thought, Lord, I want to seize the opportunity. I've been in the church lot for quite a few years, but I just realized. When I told him that, do whatever it takes to get into me.
Amen.
I give you the room in my being.
Yeah.
Things began to happen. You know, when things are, you know, so-so. But you know, the Lord has sovereignly arranged different situations.
Amen.
And I think, where is this coming from?
Amen.
Then I forget that I asked the Lord. I don't want to remain the same. Experienced you in the past years. I want you to be fresh and living to me.
Amen.
This week, kind of like the eating and the drinking and the breathing,
Amen.
I thought, so simple.
Amen.
And as I came to the Word, and I'm still learning, saints, I don't care how old you get. I mean, the Lord just keeps getting better.
Amen.
And people, the Lord keeps getting better.
Amen.
He gave me the song that I remember singing with the young people in the, it must have been in the 70s or the 80s in true school. It says, breathing in the Lord is how we live today.
Amen.
Not by thinking do we live,
Amen.
But breathing is the way.
Amen.
Oh, we just call, oh Lord. Testify, we're breathing in of him.
Amen.
Breathe in Christ.
Amen.
Breathe in life.
Amen.
Breathe him in today.
Amen.
He's our very life supply.
Amen.
So breathe him right away.
Amen.
He's so wonderful.
Amen.
The breath of life is he.
Amen.
It simply was a man,
Amen.
But now he's a breath to me.
Amen.
He has changed his form. The Spirit now is he.
Amen.
He's the Christ breathed out from God, and the breath breathed into me.
Amen.
Everywhere,
Amen.
Saints, everywhere.
Amen.
Christ is life to us.
Amen.
We just call upon his name.
Amen.
And breath comes into us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, the last number of months now, we've been getting into this matter of the vital groups.
Amen.
And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but the world situation has really intensified.
Yeah.
And we don't want it to pass us up, right? The Lord can do so many things so quickly on the earth, as we've seen. But we're responsible for the divine and mystical realm.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what everything's really hinging on.
Amen.
And Brother Lee released this work concerning the vital groups beginning in the early 1990s. That's a few years ago. And in some places, especially Taiwan, they've had some breakthroughs into the vital group church life. And the Lord needs us all to have a breakthrough in the vital group church life. The world situation is like that. Just move this, move that, and it's just, that's all taken care of. I mean, I just expect any month now to hear something about the temple getting rebuilt. I don't know. But the Lord's waiting on us, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
He needs the reality of the life of the body.
Amen.
That is the greatest motivating factor for His return. So that's why we're so burned about this matter and just touching it from all kinds of angles. So maybe we could just read through it together. And we can just go around. We just start on the first row, then go to second row. Just take a sentence or two each and try to project so we can all hear you read.
If you didn't get a copy, raise your hand. We have a few extras.
Amen.
Okay. Should we all read the bold page there?
Forming the groups by the way of prayer.
I have the burden to teach you the details concerning the forming of the groups and the practice of the group meetings, just as an English teacher would teach his students the ABCs.
I cannot do this with a whole church.
However, I can, okay?
Okay. However, I lost my spot. I cannot do this with a whole church.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Señor Jesús.
That's good.
One sentence.
I do not think that the whole church is ready for this, but I believe that some of the saints are ready.
Amen.
To form the groups in the new way, there is no need to touch any of the existing church meetings or group meetings.
We can let them go on as they have been without attempting to change or to terminate them.
If you desire to start a group meeting, you should first pray.
Amen.
You should not do anything without praying first.
Amen.
And you should do everything by prayer and do everything according
prayer. That's right. Amen.
In your prayer, you may say to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Lord, I'm burdened to have a group meeting.
Amen.
Lord, give me the people.
I
cannot have the group meeting by myself.
Amen.
I need at least a few. To form a group, you do not need a large number.
Even
3 to 5 saints are enough.
Amen.
After you pray to the Lord, the Lord may tell you to go to fellowship with a certain brother.
Amen.
Right.
While you are on your way to contact this brother, you should pray, Lord, what should I say to him?
Amen.
Do everything by prayer. This makes a difference.
Amen.
Do everything by prayer. This makes a difference.
If the brother agrees to join you, you should still pray.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, what shall we do?
Amen.
My brother desires to join me. What shall we do?
Amen.
Right.
In such a situation, you should pray and not dominate the other brother by telling him what to do.
Amen.
Brother, you should ask him, now that you have expressed your desire to join me, what shall we do?
The other brother may propose that the two of you come together to pray and fellowship the next day.
Amen.
From the time that he says he will join you and you answer him by asking him what you should do, the two of you will be organically united in spirit.
Amen. Wow. Amen.
Hispanic is united
in the spirit.
Your relationship will be different from that what it was before.
Amen. Immediately, the Holy Spirit will confirm this, yeah. Making the two of you one.
Amen.
The two of you will love each other more than ever.
Amen.
Then you will learn of him, and he will learn of you.
Amen.
After you pray together, in a few days, the Lord may lead you both to contact a third brother.
Amen. Amen.
Through your prayerful contact with him, he may agree to join you.
Amen.
Right. Now you have a group of three.
Amen.
I assure you that if you form a group in this way, everyone who joins your group will immediately become one with you organically.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Do not
right.
do anything according to the natural concept.
Amen.
Do everything according to prayer.
Amen.
The Lord may lead you to contact another one.
Amen. Amen.
This one may live somewhat far away from you, and you may tell the Lord that he lives too far away.
However, this is your concept.
Right.
Instead of going according to your concept, yes. you should follow the Lord's leading.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Follow the Lord's leading through your prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Within a week or 10 days, you may contact four or five saints who agree to join you in a group.
Amen.
This way of grouping together is different from the way of arrangement or assignment by the elders. And it is also different from the way of forming groups according to geography or neighborhood.
Amen.
Actually, both the way of prayer and the way of arrangement are needed in order to have the proper forming of a group.
Amen.
In later chapters, I will say more concerning the way to form the
group. Amen. Amen. Opening ourselves and members of our group.
Amen.
Before getting four or five, you may have gotten two or three already.
You two or three should come together and pray and get to know each other.
Amen. Although you may have met in the same church for years, you may not know how many children each other has.
Yeah. Wow.
That's right.
Furthermore, you may not know that the wife of one of the brothers has been ill.
If you had been practicing the proper grouping within 1 hour after one of the group members, I don't have my glasses, I apologize. One of the group members became ill, you would have known it.
You would have known it.
Grouping together, the first thing to do is to know one another.
Amen.
Amen.
Whenever you come together, you should ask concerning the present situation of each group member.
We may say that we know each other, but actually we do not.
Right. When one of our family member is sick, We may avoid telling others.
We may say that everyone in our family is well, when actually some are not well. Instead of opening our situation to one another, we hide things from one another. After opening to one another, creating our present situation, we should pray for one another and care for and help one another.
Amen.
This is a further step in the practice of the group meetings.
Because we do not open ourselves to one another and do not have the mutual care for one another, we have lost our impact.
You will practice a new way. Immediately you will have the impact.
After forming a group, you should not go the next day to visit people by knocking on new doors. Rather, the group members should pray together.
Amen.
The Lord is living, and he is real.
Amen.
He is with us, but he is not with us in the old way.
Amen.
In the old way, he is not living, and he is not real to us, because we do not practice his organic way.
Amen.
When we come together to fellowship, we still do not fully open ourselves to one another. Because there has been little result from our fellowship.
It seems that the Lord is not with us, or that he is with us only partially.
Oh, yes, the Lord is gracious, and he is broad.
He takes care of us, but that does not mean that he is happy with us. He is happy with us to the extent that we open ourselves to our fellow members.
Because we have never opened ourselves to our fellow members, we have very little impact.
When you go out to knock on doors, even the unbelievers can sense that between the two or three of you, there are some problems.
There is no need for you to tell them. They can sense that you have problems.
That reduces your impact. But if you are really one, the unbelievers can sense this also.
Wow.
Amen. That is impact.
That is impact.
With such oneness and impact, surely the unbelievers will make the decision within themselves that they would like to join themselves to you.
Amen.
Perhaps they would not understand clearly what you preach to them, but after you leave, they may say to one another, "These people are sincere."
Amen.
They speak what they believe.
Yeah.
And they speak what they are.
Amen. Amen.
After the day of Pentecost, the believers did not deliberately practice humble.
Amen.
To do so would have been a shame to them.
Yes.
However, they had everything in common in order to show the entire universe, including the demons, the angels, the Lord, the Satan, that they were truly one.
Amen. Amen.
Spontaneously, the impact was there.
Amen.
Considering our way to visit people for the gospel.
We need to adjust our way in baptizing the new ones.
Wow.
After getting a new one saved, you should not baptize him immediately.
Furthermore, if possible, you should avoid baptizing him in a bathtub.
How about we all read that together? Furthermore, if possible, you should avoid baptizing him in a bathtub.
Amen.
To baptize people in the bathtub is neither stately nor dignified.
I admit that this is different from what I taught in the past.
That's right.
Yes.
I told you from the beginning that I am like one who is experimenting in a laboratory.
I am studying in order to learn the proper way to practice the God-ordained way.
Amen.
Based on our former practice in Taipei, we learned that our way of baptizing people quickly should be reconsidered.
It is not normal for a mother to have 15 children. There we baptized so many people that we could not take care of them adequately. It is not normal for a mother to have 15 children in the same delivery.
In Taipei, we attempted to baptize as many people as we could in the shortest amount of time.
Eventually, we baptized 38,000 people, but we might have lost 35,000 of these because they were not taken care of as they should have been.
Yes.
We found out that this kind of practice was ineffective.
Yeah.
If 700 saints had baptized only 3,000 people in a period of 18 months, surely they could have cared adequately for each new one.
Amen.
After praying and seeking the Lord's leading to form your group, you need to pray much concerning whom you should visit for the gospel.
Yeah.
I believe that the Holy Spirit would lead you to take care of your closest friends and relatives first.
Amen.
You need to pray also concerning who among the three or five companions in your group should go with you to contact your friends and relatives.
Amen.
The Lord will lead you.
Amen.
Amen. When
about to contact people for the first time, you should not speak to them much concerning the Lord.
If you speak too much concerning the Lord or the Bible, you may think that they may think that you are too religious.
They may not like to be as religious as you are.
During the first few times of contact, you should become acquainted with them and make friends with them.
Yeah. After two or three times, the Spirit may lead you by giving you the feeling that they have accepted you.
Then you can open to them something concerning the Lord.
Amen.
Even at that time, you should not ask them too quickly to pray.
Wait until the next time.
Proceed slowly, step by step.
If after forming a group, you could get one person saved within 1 month, how marvelous that would be.
Amen.
How marvelous that would be.
Amen. Yeah.
So now we have a good 20 minutes.
You can share just either your impressions or maybe some have had some breakthroughs in your grouping with others, and you could share your experience with us for our encouragement and our learning.
Amen. Amen.
I don't remember exactly when it was, but I got tired of being me. So I was talking to Danny Krapps, and Danny shared with me the matter of the vital groups being the first characteristic, right? It comes out of desperation. Mm-hmm. So I was desperate. I didn't want to be me anymore.
Yeah, right.
So I just began to ask the Lord, Lord, where are my brothers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this was a long time ago, y'all.
Yeah.
and then I went to Boise to work, and I was there for a couple of years, and then I came back, COVID, and I was just here. And now, y'all have heard me share, I'm in my work from home prison.
Yeah.
And the Lord's used that time.
Yeah.
But he's given me some brothers. He's given me two brothers here and two brothers here. And then he started working in my wife and myself in our situation.
Amen.
And it's the most horrible situation, but it's the most blessed situation. And in this situation, with these, when I'm at home and every alarm in the world is going off, within me, the Lord says, text these brothers and just tell them what's going on. And there is a strong reservation in my being to not do it. I was in the Air Force. I went to survival schools. I'm a strong, independent man, right? But the Lord told me to do it. And so I did it. I've began this practice of when everything's broken. Stephanie is in Florida. I shouldn't say it. Anyway, she has some family things going on. So when I text these brothers, I don't have any other expectation other than my care is in the body.
Amen.
And saints,
that's right.
I will say this.
Yeah.
In 3 weeks, the Lord has gone above and beyond.
Amen.
In all of these matters.
Amen.
And so all I can say is opening to the brothers or the sisters that he's placed us with and bothering him, him in prayer, and then following him when he speaks.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
This is his way. It's not my way.
Amen.
This is his way for the sake of the body.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
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 The last paragraph really impressed me. How when we go to contact people, we should at first try to get to know them before speaking about things concerning the Lord. I just think it's really interesting. It's like there's not supposed to be a formula on how to care for people, you know,
And I feel like that's something that the Lord has had to show me by allowing me to fail when I try my own formula, even if I think it's good to start by talking about the Lord or something like that. And I was also really impressed at the point of taking care of people that we're already close to, like friends and family members. I found that in my experience that that also, if you try to get go according to your natural concept, even on how to care for them, it just doesn't work. And we really need to learn to take the Lord's leading in how we speak to those we're trying to care for.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to.
The saints that I think a lot of times in our mind we're scared to preach the gospel, or like we're worried that we'll get rejected to our close friends and non-believing friends, but people are very open to hearing the word.
Amen.
I preached the gospel to some of my friends, or not preached the gospel, but I've mentioned the Lord to some of my friends, and they were even surprised. So I've sent tracts to friends that were suffering, going through personal experiences, and I sent them the track, "Is Jesus in Our Boat?" And they're like, "Whoa, I wasn't expecting that." And I thought they were going to be "No, I don't need any of that." But I think a lot of our unbelieving friends, they're needed. People are hungry for the word.
Amen.
And then also in that last paragraph about being close friends first, getting to know people's situations first before even trying to preach the gospel to them.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I shared in one of the table meetings, I shepherd and nourish. I'm not a pro at this, but I shepherd and nourish some young people. Every week we read, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, every week they're talking about Brawl Stars. It's like a little video game. And, I don't condemn them. It's great. They're having fun. But every week they show up and we read. So, you kind of have to let the people be people. We can't be a sword for God swiping down everyone. "Oh, that's wrong. Don't do that. Don't do that." Everyone has their own conscience. They're their own conscience. So we shouldn't be a sword for God. We can be friends first, be their friend, and then, beholding and reflecting like a mirror. There's such thing as silent prophesying. So just your being, you don't even have to say any words. People can tell that there's something, there's Christ in you, right? So just an encouragement.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Matter of forming the groups by the way of prayer.
Amen.
In my person, I'm someone who's very quick and I like to take something and do it.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't preach the gospel and we can't bear remaining fruit without a group.
Mm-hmm.
Even I realize a family, being a single mom is really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that healthy. But I really appreciate, even the Lord in my experience this week, I had so many good plans for my small group and I fellowship with some saints. But the Lord really stopped me. He said, "Have you prayed? Have you fellowshipped? Have you fellowshipped with the people who are the very closest to you before you run off and try to do something?" And even in this paragraph, it says, "You should not do anything without praying first. Do everything by prayer. Do everything by prayer. Do everything according to prayer." And this is the way that we can follow the Lord. We can follow His leading. And then the Lord, like what Brother Titus said, the Lord leads us to open to one another, to open our human situation to receive care. And this is the impact that this is what forms the impact when we go out and contact other people.
Amen.
Amen.
I'd just like to share this experience I've had with this young man. He's 21 years old, and he's actually the son of a tenant. So it's his mother. She's handicapped. She's kind of going blind. Well, she is pretty much blind. And she has a son and a daughter. And I've known this young man since he was about 5 or 6 years old. But through the years, I've shared the Lord with him, when I've been over. But about a year ago, I asked him if he wanted to help, because they could use another bedroom. So I said, "Hey, do you want to try converting the garage to a bedroom?" And he said, "Sure, that'd be great, to be able to learn stuff." And anyway, I spent a lot of time with him. And we really enjoyed our time together. And, I interjected a little bit, Nathaniel, this or that. But I really got closer to him. And then eventually he starts texting me. I wasn't texting him. He'd text me and say, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like 63 years old. And I'm at my house and he's like, what are you doing? Are you doing something? And so I would tell him, I was redoing the septic system. And he says, yeah, I'd love to go and help you out, you know? It was so good, saints. And I felt like, really, like, you know, there was something going on here.
Yeah.
And anyway, Lord Jesus, we've been doing these things like almost once a week. And, you know, we'll skip some weeks. He works. He's off on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. But a couple of months ago, anyway, this was about a year ago that we started doing this. And actually, maybe a little further back. He's got a scooter, you know, and he's like, Armando, would you like to come over? I need some help with a scooter. So he needed some tools or something. I just took the tools I had and we worked on his scooter, got it going. And he's like, you know, every time now I leave, he's like, he wants to hug me. And one time, I don't know how it came out, but I said, I love you. And he said that back. I was like, whoa. Anyway, saints, you know, it just gets you, they get on your heart. And it's so simple at that point. It's like, you know, you can read together. You can, you know, we're going back and forth. And his mom, I think, is really encouraging him to continue. And he loves it. So anyway, I like that last part with, you know, you don't want to just the Lord right away and, you know, who is this guy? But there's some building together, you know. Eventually you're loving one another. And then Chris and I got with him for lunch. I'll just tell you this one other thing. Anyway, we were taking care of this other guy from Lowe's, and we invited Nathaniel. Nathaniel came, and he was like mesmerized with what Chris was speaking. He was. And I'll tell you, we left, and he goes, who is this Chris? And I go, he's a brother, you know? My point is, he's seeing more. You know, when he sees these brothers, it's like, hey, it's not just you. What is this? So anyway, you know, there is a real way for us to catch men.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
When I first read the last paragraph, I thought, so we're going to go and we're not going to talk about the Lord? What are we there for? But I realized, and actually, not to extol him too much, because I don't want to cause him to be proud and have a fall. But in fact, both Chris and Armando both are very friendly. And there's a Bible verse that says, if you would have friends, you must be friendly. I don't know where it is, but it's in the Bible. So anyway, you know, like in the case, and I won't mention any more names, but in the case of some brothers, I hear about them meeting somebody in the cashier line.
Yeah.
I've got a neighbor. We're pretty friendly with them, but I could be friendlier, you know? So anyway, I was kind of puzzled about this, what we do when we go and we don't speak about the Lord. But we just need to make some friends.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I assist to one home meeting, and here it says, to form the groups in the new way, there is no need to touch any of the existing churches, meetings, or group meetings. But we're here in this home meeting that has been for years, and they know each other for a long time. So the last two weeks, all of a sudden, we start to fellowship about us. very human way. Like our needs, like the labs that especially we're passing through. We didn't go very deep, but you know, you can feel that there's something that we were needing on that meeting. And it was the shepherd. So a brother said to me yesterday, you know, brother, and it's an older brother, you know, brother, you know how much I was looking for somebody to shepherd me. I'm talking about a brother from more than 60 years old. And he was looking for years that somebody can shepherd him. And we think this brother can be by himself to move on or shepherd others. And then another sister came and said, well, I have been inviting my husband, but he's always come very, very, very late or very, he's very tired of the work. And he doesn't want to come. So we fellowship a little bit after the meeting. And now we're going to move that meeting for the next Thursday to their homes.
Amen.
And we were telling, well, the Lord doesn't want to come, we're going to come with the meeting.
Amen.
I mean, this is not a small group, but we feel that we have the need to move on with what the Lord is talking about.
Amen.
Speaking to us. We have like, I don't know, maybe more than 15 people that they are taking times reading the Bible by phone. A couple, they have like, I don't know, 7 or 8 people, not from Austin, from other cities, that they're reading the Bible by phone.
Yeah.
And today, he invited one of his sisters that he came. He was with us in the prophesied meeting. So anyway, my point is, brother, there was a feeling on that meeting that we need to shepherd one another.
Amen.
In a human way.
Amen.
And right now we have the feeling that at the end that we were eating together, at the end there was these three sisters that they used to call one another. But you can see how they are related.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were not talking about the Bible all the time, but they were smiling, they were happy to help.
Yes.
And you can see how the Lord has been doing, building something in an organic way.
Amen.
And
Amen.
We don't want to, you know, be behind. We want to move on with all the church.
Right.
And we are looking for small groups.
Amen.
We know that eventually when we get some people, maybe we're going to spread out in small groups. But right now we need so much shepherding in our humanity.
Amen.
Because it's not easy to keep going by ourselves.
Amen.
And I was very touched with this older brother. He says, I need shepherding.
Yeah. Amen.
And now he's very happy because somebody of us, we're taking care of him, just a little call, small call, 1 minute. Brother, I love you. And say, I love you, brother. And boom, we hang up. So praise the Lord that we are finding the way,
Amen.
Very practical way to shepherd one another.
Amen.
Anything is okay.
Of life. I just appreciate the very first paragraph to bring us back to the source. Who is the source of life?
Yeah.
They say everything we do, what we use, we first pray. Do everything according what? To prayer.
Amen.
Follow the Lord's leading to our prayer.
Amen.
Realize it's the vital group is not about a method, a way of doing things.
Amen.
It's
right.
about this person.
Amen.
So I have to get connected. First, I need to pray.
Amen.
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 That's the same thing that touched me. 2 points from this outline. 1 is to pray.
Amen.
And 2 is to ask one another, what shall we do?
Ask
the Lord, what shall we do?
That's
not hard, is it?
No.
And I appreciate also Rudy's testimony. I think there's a lot of this kind of thing is happening among us.
Yeah.
Because, why is that?
Yeah.
Because the churches on the earth are picking this up now.
Yeah.
It is a move of the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence that the brothers in the church in Austin pick up the same burden to start getting.
Yeah.
This material has been around for 30 years. There have been attempts in the past, but it seems like, and even Brother Lee said after the third training he gave on them, he said, that's it. I'm not talking about this anymore. It's all here. Either you pick it up and do it, or 40 years from now, someone else is going to pick it up and do it. So it's only been 30 years. So, but it's. I feel like the wind is blowing.
Yes.
I don't know if any of you heard about the group of responsible brothers from Metroplex, went to Taiwan.
Yeah.
They came back and gave a report. My goodness, these brothers, they were all, you know, the responsible brothers. They are on fire now, what they saw in Taiwan. The wind is blowing.
Amen.
So I feel like it's not hard. Can you say, Lord, what shall we do?
Yeah.
Can you ask the one that you're with, what shall we do?
Yes.
And then pray.
Yes.
And then the wind will blow.
Yeah.
I like this picture. When the wind is blowing, you don't have to row your boat.
Yeah.
Just throw your sail up.
Yeah.
The wind will carry you.
Amen.
This is Acts 22:10.
Yeah.
And I said, this is Paul speaking, what shall I do, Lord?
Yeah.
Wow. There it is right there, Steve. What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said to me, rise up and go into Damascus, and there it will be told to you concerning all the things which have been appointed to you to do.
Amen.
So simple, so pure, what shall I do?
Amen.
Amen.
That's good.
Amen.
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 Just obey and go.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. Before I give an announcement, I would like to read something for you in line with what we're fellowshipping. This is Brother Lee. Why are some persons so weak? It is because they are isolated. One day I came to know the secret to overcome, that I need to be related to my fellow members.
Amen.
After I became related to the members, it was very easy to overcome things. The only way to be a victorious Christian is to be a related Christian.
Amen.
Yes, related.
I like that.
Amen.
The only way to be a victorious Christian is to be a related Christian.
Amen.
The issue is not whether we are a living, healthy, or functioning individual Christian, but are we vitally and practically related to the body of Christ?
Amen.
That's the question.
That's right.
Okay. And I was also recently impressed with a portion of the ministry that basically says that, brotherly, you know, he says, that he believes that when we all are manifested before the judgment seat of Christ, the Lord will not inquire or ask us about the negative things that we overcame.
Amen.
But he will ask four questions. Four questions. He will say, how many members of my body did you beget? Number two, how many members of my body did you nourish? He will say, how many members of my body were perfected by you? And he will ask, how much my church was built up through you and their prophesying.
Amen.
Wow.
The four steps of the God ordained way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was, of course, you know, when we appear before the Lord at his judgment seat, it will be one-on-one. It will not be my group and the Lord. It will be Jose Luis and the Lord. But, listen, today, the Lord has given us not only the truth,
amen,
the spirit within, but he has given us the brothers and sisters,
amen,
to whom I can be,
amen,
practically and livingly,
amen,
related.
Amen.
They can
that's
help
right
me,
amen,
to answer these questions,
amen,
in a very positive way. Okay?
Amen.
So anyhow, the announcement is, you know that we have a God that loves the blending.
Mm-hmm.
He loves blending.
Yeah.
And so we are blessed as the church to receive another group of Korean-speaking saints this month of March. And 10 of them, there are going to be 11 plus 6. 11 adults plus 6 kids. And most of them, actually 10 of them, will arrive on March 11. And one of them on March 13. And so we just wanted the church to know that we are being blessed by their coming.
Amen.
And there has been much prayer and fellowship among us with them, and also some Korean-speaking saints with them, and then local Korean-speaking saints among themselves. But this is not just for the Korean-speaking saints. It's for all of us, okay? So you need to remember, they are arriving the week before spring break. That is March 11, 10 of them with their kids, and then one couple with a kid on March, no, actually, he's a brother, only a brother, on March 13th. Everybody with the kids arrives on March 11th. There will be two couples living here on the property, and the only single sister that is coming with the group will be here, at least temporarily, on the property as well. Two couples will be living at the Shah's home. You know, Lydia Shah, well, that home. And then one other couple with one kid with Taewon and Soyoung. So that's how they will be spending 2 months here. They will be leaving from Austin. I confirmed that. They are leaving from Austin on May 20 or 21st. So we will have them here for about 2 months. Okay, and I hope, you know, we all seize the opportunity to invite them over to our homes and so forth. For instance, in the South District, the Spanish-speaking Saints, we always love to have a love to prepare a love feast for them.
Amen.
And practice Korean. We sing with them Korean.
Amen.
We prepare. We just practice before, you know, we sing. And then when they come, we sing. You know, of course, it's just a chorus or a simple, you know, Christ liveth in me in Korean. You know. But anyhow, just seize the opportunity to blend.
Yeah.
God has blended the body together.
Amen.
Okay, so we need to keep them in our prayer. They are paying the price to come with their kids all the way to Austin, Texas. And so we will especially need your help, everybody, you know, all the community saints, during spring break, because students and full-timers are, most of them, out of town. So, but the saints, the Korean-speaking saints, will be here. So that's when we need to care for them.
Yes.
Invite them over, visiting them. All kinds of practical needs. Just imagine, you go to Korea, all the things that you need once you are there, especially for 2 months. Okay? So let's keep them in our prayers, and we will pass you the names and where they are staying and their phone numbers so that you can contact them.
Amen.
Is that good? Anything else, my brothers? Jesús es el Señor. Hallelujah. Juniper, let's practice to say praise the Lord in Korean. This is Korean 101, your first lesson. Okay? All together. Juniper.
Juniper.
Chanyan.
Chanyan.
Hamnida.
Hamnida.
Okay, all together. Juniper. Chanyan. Hamnida. Very good.
Four brothers to help stack chairs at the meeting.
Behind you.
Four. Okay, great.